What you're about to hear are real crime cases. Listen carefully. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a reward for your information. I'm Darian. I'll bring you the next case right after this.
Attention, active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or a loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in TSGLI tax-free benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you've been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. Call the James Rolls-House Law Firm at 866-515-9972. That's 866-515-9972.
This is the worst weather we've seen in quite some time, folks, and I don't see any end in sight. People have been calling in from across the state complaining their basements are flooding. They need the waterproofing solutions from Basement Systems. If you want a dry basement or crawl space that will weather any kind of storm, you need the patented solution from Basement Systems. With a lifetime warranty, it's customized for your basement. I'm predicting this storm front's heading your way.
Call 800-207-9291 for a free estimate or visit basementradiooffer.com.
29-year-old Nicole Rose Scott was a very pretty woman. She also led a very fast life. She was arrested several times on drug charges. Nicole's arrest record is tainted with drug, prostitution, and theft charges. While pregnant in 2003, she was arrested for trying to cash stolen checks. In 2008, she was arrested again after snatching a black leather folder containing $139 from a waitress at Gecko's Grill & Bar in Sarasota. Was Nicole Scott murdered by drug dealers who dumped her partially nude body in a ditch where she was found on December 11, 2011? She was 5 feet 6 inches tall and her weight varied from 105 pounds to 140 pounds due to her drug use. A reward of up to $5,000 is being offered for information leading to an arrest in the death of Nicole Rose Scott. If you have any information about this unsolved murder, please contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.